Brianna Davies been good enough to join me, Collingwood AFLW co-captain. Everyone's pretty excited to be getting some AFLW on our screens to watch and some games that we can actually go to. I can't wait. Wouldn't mind knowing what the fixture is, and I'm sure Brianna is the same. Well, welcome to you, Brianna. Great to have you on the program, firstly.
Hi, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
So when will you find out the fixture, or have you had a sneaky look today?
Yeah, no, look, we're still sort of waiting for the fixture as well, obviously. There's like been things here and there and when we're going to sort of get it. But, yeah, hopefully over the next few days we'll see something. But, you know, I think most teams are just gearing up to get ready for first round no matter sort of who it's against. So, but, yeah, you're right. We sort of are hanging out. We'd love to see it soon.
And there always is argument about whether co-captaincy is better than having a sole captain. You, obviously, with Steph Ciocci, co-captains. How does it work well for you girls?
Yeah, oh, look, I've absolutely loved co-captaining alongside Chewy. I think for us, we're both, we definitely have sort of different leadership styles and ways, but I think the best part about it is regardless of if there's things or not that we agree or, you know, maybe don't see eye to eye on, we're very good at coming to, you know, what's the best decision for the team, what's going to, you know, push our team forward. And, you know, both of us don't let ego or anything like that get in the way, which I think when I've seen sort of co-captaincy go wrong is when, you know, that people can't sort of, I guess, come together and find what's going to be best for the team rather than their own personal sort of opinions on things. So that's probably, I would say, the main thing with me and Chewy. And we just get along so well, and I really respect her as a leader and a person, and I hope it goes the other way too, but I think it does, and yeah, we're good mates as well.
Now, one of the great things about pre-season is turning up and the young players turn up and you sit back after a couple of training sessions and say, wow, this kid can play. Have you got a couple of those that have turned up pre-season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've got, to be honest, all of our young crop coming through have been quite impressive, including the ones from last year as well, who are, you know, still babies in their own right as well. But, yeah, a couple of players that, you know, sort of impressed last year, you know, Tony Brown, those sorts of players. And then coming into this year, we've got the young crop, Eliza James, Elle Chaston, a couple of the young ones coming through that have really impressed. But, yeah, like I said, honestly, they've all come in and sort of hit the straps and been really quite impressive so far. So we're in good, I think, a good position with our list at the moment.
And how are we with the balance? We want to fast-track development, but that means more training, and more training means more time away from another job that you might have, and that means having more money come into the AFLW for players to allow you to train more and do less of your other job.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it would, for us, you know, it'd be great to obviously keep progressing the league so that there is more games and there is more training and, you know, eventually we get to that sort of full-time level. Obviously, there needs to be steps, you know, in place for that to happen. Like you've sort of mentioned, there's girls who are working other jobs full-time. We've got paramedics, we've got teachers, we've got, you know, all sorts of jobs and very, very busy people. So having to juggle the both is quite tough. So, yeah, obviously bumping up the hours, things will probably have to change. And whether that's, you know, start, you know, if they put for you first, they start to take like a part-time job until we can get to full-time. But, yeah, that's the goal. Obviously, we want to have the next crop, our next generation be able to come through and have a pathway right the right way through and be able to look at AFLW and say, that's, you know, that's my full, going to be my full-time career.
And are you pretty excited about the fact that we are going to, down the track, get 18 teams and probably a full fixture, a 17-game per team fixture where you play everybody? That is on the horizon. And is it too slow to come, or is it arriving quick enough and maybe just at the right time, given that it is difficult to find enough great players that have been playing the game for long enough for expansion teams?
Yeah, oh, it's amazing the expansion teams are coming in. I think it's just such a great opportunity to get more women in the AFLW system and get more of them involved. I think, you know, it probably has taken the right steps so far to get there. I mean, it would have been nice if the AFLW coexisted with the men's for much longer and we had gotten to the stage much earlier. But obviously we started, you know, 2017 and over the last five seasons, going to our six, it's been incredible to see already the growth in the league and the growth in women's footy at, you know, grassroots right up. So, yeah, I think once all 18 teams are in and we can hopefully get a full home and away sort of fixture in, you know, we'll have the, hopefully have the product to put it onto the field and play some good footy as well.
So heat going to be a factor for you in January. How is that going to play out, and how have you sort of coped to get your fitness to a level where you can cope with that? There's been a bit of talk the female season should coincide with the male season in the winter. I like it that you've got your exclusive months, but where do you stand on that?
Yeah, it's an interesting, I guess, sort of debate, and, you know, you hear different things and you go, oh, yeah, that would be good then if it was there, or, oh, I can see why it would be good in that window. But look, personally, I actually really love playing in the heat. And you know, also, like you said, sort of getting those exclusive months where the men have their season and we have our season sort of thing. But I suppose as the league grows, as we've spoken about, you know, it might be that we do overlap, obviously, at times and potentially play alongside each other, depending on which way the ASL want to do it. But, yeah, I love playing in the heat. I think for us girls, it's what we've been used to the last 5 years or so. And, yeah, I think it's we just acclimatise, obviously, through the pre-season. We've had a few interesting nights, actually. There's been a fair bit of rain, but obviously here the summer might be a pretty wet one anyway. So it is getting us ready for it.
And what about the pathways for female coaches? Are we helping female coaches develop quick enough? Should there be more opportunity for female coaches to be part of the men's program so we can fast-track an opportunity for female coaches to be full-time as well in the AFLW? Not that it's not there now, but it could be there in bigger numbers if we can help the pathway be better.
Oh, I definitely think, you know, just like the playing pathway has been, I think the coaching pathway for women, we could put some more things in place. And I mean, I know at Collingwood, we've got a fair few women sort of coaches involved so that they can come to trainings and learn from the coaches that are all the experienced coaches that are already there. Obviously, at the end of the day, I think it's whoever's best for the job and whoever's the most skilled, and whether that's a man or a woman, if they're the best for the job, then, you know, I'm happy to have them, particularly, you know, at the realm at Collingwood. So, yeah, I think we can always improve the pathways and give people opportunity, because it's been, you know, quite heavily male-dominated for a long time. But I do think that once those opportunities are given and the pathways are built, which is great, it's then whoever's best for the job, in my opinion.
And female head of football as well at your club, which is great to help the administration pathways be expanded too.
Yeah, exactly. We've got Jess Berger as our head of women's footy at Collingwood, and she's been absolutely incredible. She's very, very well respected across the group and across the whole club, wider club. She did a lot of sort of opposition analyst sort of work within the men's program and done work within the men's program too. And her wealth of knowledge and you know, how she knows how the AFL works and she knows all those sorts of things. So she's been very good for our program and hopefully continue to see her there for a while.
And I don't have any footballer on the program without asking them whether they want to dump prior opportunity or not, Brianna. So can I get your answer? Should we get how's the holding the ball rule from your eyes? Should we get rid of prior opportunity, or should the ball goer always get a couple of seconds or split seconds to be protected and keep them the ball goer?
Yeah, look, I do think you need a couple of seconds to be protected. It's one of those things. If a ball lands on your head and you're getting crunched within 0.2 of a second, it's sort of hard to get rid of it. So, yeah, no, I do think the prior opportunity is an important one to have, especially as a midfielder. I've got to be a bit biased because I'm around the contest a lot. So, yeah, that's what I reckon about that.
And the stand rules in for the AFLW as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I think most teams would be practicing it at training. As soon as we sort of heard it was coming in, we were already sort of practicing it, sort of getting prepared for it. Just one of those things, like 50-metre penalties and whatnot, especially in women's footy, can be a real game changer, because we obviously we don't carry the ball as far as the men and things with our kick, so getting a 50-metre penalty can be huge in our game. So a lot of teams will be practicing this and, yeah, just hoping that we don't give away too many 50s by moving on the mark.
Unless you had the men to watch and get an understanding as to how they've messed it up before you attempt it, Brianna. So at least you've had a bit of a template. Great to have a chat to you. I can't wait for the season to start, and hopefully you do get your fixture later today or tomorrow, and you can start getting excited about your first round opponent. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Bree Davey, Collingwood AFLW co-captain.